We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We bring him in now, Dan Dockage, ESPN college basketball analyst, host on 107.5 The Fan down there in Indy. Dan, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, man, I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me on the show.
First and foremost, I got to ask you, because the big doings going on was the return of Bobby Knight. I know you're close down there to that entire organization, Bobby himself. So tell me what it was like to finally see. I don't want to say necessarily that all the olive branches have been bore and everybody's taken the branch, but what is it like to finally have him back and finally kind of get a little peace?
I don't really care. I mean, I don't like the man. I don't respect the man. It didn't make a bit of difference to me whether he came back or didn't come back. In fact, I felt it to be a little ridiculous. I mean, I've always defended him in terms of, you know, if they asked him to leave, he left. Now he came back, and I was actually sad for him. I mean, you know, as much animosity as there is between me and their family, I felt bad for him, and I did hope that he could enjoy the moment, because there was a lot of love there from former players. There was a lot of love there from the fans. And when I saw him, I haven't seen him since back at ESPN one evening on Selection Sunday. So it's been 6-7 years. But I hope that he could enjoy it. I hope that he could understand it. His doctor is my doctor, and I was down in Bloomington a week before, and it's kind of what his doctor said to me. And then when I saw the whole thing, I thought, man, I hope he enjoys it. So, you know, you kind of put your animosity aside, and you see him, and you say, okay, well, I hope he at least had this time to enjoy it.
So let me ask you this, moving into the college basketball side of things, as we get towards tournament time, and I know you pay obviously a close attention to the Big Ten. The question I have is, with all the predictions for all the Big Ten teams that are going to make the tournament, or at least projected to make the tournament, is the Big Ten the strongest conference in the country?
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, I think that the top to bottom, yes. I think top to bottom, it is, you know, very strong. But I'll say this, you know, it's kind of weird. When you do games, you got to be careful. Did you catch a team, you know, on a good night? I was doing the Virginia-North Carolina game, and North Carolina's last in the ACC, and I'm watching them play, and I'm like, damn, you know, this team could beat a lot of Big Ten teams, but, you know, that's on a one-night deal. I think consistently, night after night after night, I do think that the Big Ten is the best top to bottom. I think the Big East is really good. I think there's a lot of good leagues. Now, the question is going to become, all right, what happens in the NCAA tournament? You know, Maryland seems to be on the best track to get a great seed. You're looking at the Big 12, and you have number one against number three coming up here on Saturday. You know, game day's there. So you say, all right, well, maybe the Big Ten is the deepest, but at the top, is the Big 12 the better league? You know, because, you know, West Virginia's pretty good. I don't know. I really don't. I'm fascinated, because I do think there are teams, and I think Penn State is probably one of them. I think that, you know, Maryland, I'm not surprised. Iowa can score in numbers. There's a lot of teams can make the Final Four, but I'm really anxious to see what gets validated as we move into the tournament. I'm also anxious to see, does Maryland hang on here? Because Maryland doesn't have an easy stretch. They've got Ohio State this weekend in Columbus. That's going to be interesting as well. But I would say the Big Ten probably, top to bottom, yeah.
We obviously look in our own backyard to Wisconsin, and Wisconsin has had kind of an up and down season. They'll go in and they'll beat a couple of top 25 teams, and then lose inexplicably at times. They're still pretty good in the Big Ten at 9-6, and they're sitting at number 5 or 6 right now, if I'm not mistaken. But give me your thoughts on the job with Kobe King leaving, and the job that Greg Gard has done, and the fact that the Badgers have been playing some winning basketball.
Yeah, I think he's done a great job. In fact, the Pikel's been great. Obviously, Chambers has been great. But right behind him, if I'm voting for Coach of the Year, I got to put Greg in there. Now, a lot is yet to be decided. Let's be honest. They do not have the most difficult schedule. Other teams have a more difficult schedule. But, just taking Kobe King on the basketball court, practice, that kind of thing, Wisconsin's better. Wisconsin's playing better without him. Happened, but in terms of on the court, they haven't missed a beat. In fact, I would say they've probably been enhanced, and that's interesting. That's a function of two things. That's a function of leadership on the team, which apparently they have, and they have a commitment to the culture of, look, we're at Wisconsin, man. This isn't the 70s and 80s. We're expected to win here and win big. And then the second thing is the coaching. Coach is putting guys in the right positions and players. Different players on different nights kind of stepping up. We saw Pritzel knock in a bunch of threes against Ohio State. I think Greg has done as good a job as anybody in the Big Ten. Pikel's done an amazing job building the program. Pat Chambers has done an amazing job as AD's done an amazing job of letting Pat stay there, because it's always been up in the air and Pat's taking advantage, and that's all good. But I don't think anybody's really done a better job than Greg Gard.
In the Big Ten, we always know that you're going to have some mainstays there. You're always going to have Michigan State. Maryland's been a very good team for a long time. It's good to see the resurgence of a team like Penn State, Iowa right there. Tell me about a team like Michigan, and obviously Indiana trying to scratch back. Ohio State was tops for a while, then they went through some injury periods. They're starting to climb back out of it.
Well, let's start with Michigan. Michigan figured out that you better be able to guard the post. People were killing them in the post. And now they're doing a much better job of defending the post. Travion Williams had 36 against him. It seemed like every post player in the Big Ten was getting a career high. I think they figured that out. They double a little bit. They're a little more physical on the block. They dig in better. So that's been good. Indiana is a work in progress. Indiana, I live in the state against Michigan. I've never been so infuriated as a former player as watching a lack of heart and a lack of commitment on the defensive end as I did in the Indiana-Michigan game, and then they turned around. I thought played really well on the road in almost a must-win for both teams, Minnesota and Indiana, and they ended up beating Indiana. I do think there's a couple of really interesting teams. You mentioned Ohio State. Ohio State, to me, has kind of settled into being who they are, and that's a bit of a front-running team, meaning, man, when they're hitting shots, I think Purdue's like this too. When they're hitting shots, man, they sprint down the floor defensively and offensively. They pile on you. I mean, the wins that Purdue has had at home against Virginia, winning by 28, beating a Michigan State team by 29, routing an Iowa team by 38, they've been offset by scoring only 36 points at Illinois, having a really bad performance last week at Ohio State. It's such a make-or-miss thing with them. Now, I do think that, talking about Michigan State, talk about make or misses, when their wings can play, when Michigan State's wings can get the ball in the basket, Michigan State, to me, is as dangerous as any team in the country. Now, I know they started out number one. I caught a lot of hell, as I usually do, from Sparty fans, because I said, there's no way this team is the number one team. They can't shoot. They don't have anywhere to throw it in the post. Well, they shoot in spurts. That's good. Tillman has gotten better. That's good. The culture is there. That's great. And Cassius Winston is a terrific closeout the game, play all the way through the game kind of guard. So I wouldn't be surprised if Michigan State made one of those typical runs, and I wouldn't be surprised if some of the teams that we just talked about made a run in the tournament.
Before I let you go, I also got to bring up, I love the fact that the Dayton Flyers are there. I love the fact you got a small team, you got a mid-major that's getting it done, top 10. They got a big one coming up against Baylor. Talk about the small team that is the Dayton Flyers that are making a lot of noise right now.
Well, that's no small program. I mean, that's 16,000 every night. There's a reason that the NCAA plays the first Tuesday in Dayton, because it is Dayton and Omaha, Nebraska are the two best basketball towns that people don't know about. Dayton teams, they win. They always win. And Obi Toppin now has taken them to a level they haven't seen since Don Donaher took them to the Final Four way back in the 60s. Obi Toppin may be the player of the year They're exciting. E.B. Watson, a kid that played at Michigan, is a scorer for them on the wing. Terrific shooter. One of those guys that really doesn't care. He's just going to play against anybody. This is a legit team. This is a legit Final Four. This is a legit national champion team. But I got to tell you, Bill, man, I coached in the state of Ohio for 10 years as the head coach at Bowling Green. Dayton's no mid-major. Dayton's no joke, man. They have everything available to them. Crowds are incredible. History is there. I'm looking forward to seeing what they do, and I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, does Obi Toppin, Garza, who ends up being the player of the year, because I think it'd be very cool if we had a player of the year from somebody not named Duke or somebody not named Carolina or somebody that nobody ever heard of. You know, I think it'd be great.
I agree with you. Look, when I worked at WOW down in Cincinnati, that was a hotbed. I mean, you had you guys at Bowling Green, you had Indiana we talked about, you had Miami of Ohio, Ohio State, UC, Xavier, Lexington down in Lexington in Kentucky, and Louisville. Oh, my God, it's a hotbed for college hoops. Dan, it's always a pleasure, my friend. I love talking to you, and I'd love to get you back during the tournament, buddy. I appreciate it, okay?
Of course, man. Anytime, Bill. Thank you.
Thanks, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Dan Dockett, a guy that never, never pulls punches. Never. That's why I love listening to him. Like he said, you know, didn't begrudge Bobby Knight coming back. Didn't have a lot to say to the man, but the state of Indiana seemed to be okay. Dan was very honest about it and takes a lot of heat for it. But I love the fact that he just doesn't pull any punches, man. That's Dan Dockett, ESPN college basketball analyst. Also, he's a host on 107.5 The Fan down there in Indianapolis, which Indianapolis, between Indianapolis, Kansas, North Carolina, all that kind of stuff, that's kind of basketball. That's college basketball at its best. So there you go. Dan joins us, by the way, on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.